Shunkas chapter 11, I like to read once again. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest a year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that was scattered abroad. The content on the text we consider now is a part of discussion debate on the councils, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together, what they really going to do with Jesus. So if they have seen many signs and miracles Jesus made, especially after the rose in the Lazarus of Bethany, they gathered together to discuss what they are to do with this young man, Jesus. In fact, they, as religious leaders of Jewish community, do not want to know who is Jesus. The interest is not whether he is the one whom God sent as the Messiah or not, but their own right to enjoy under the Roman government. So thus they say is in verse 48, if we let him go and thus everyone believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation. Then Caiaphas, the high priest of that year, said to the members of the council, you know nothing at all, you do not understand that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people and the whole nations should not perish. This is not a stunning word that came out from the one who did not know why Jesus came to the world or what he is doing. Even John, the writer of this gospel, surprised to hear it. So in his writing, he added it, verse 51 and 52, along as the comment of what the high priest Caiaphas prophesied. From such a comment of John, the apostles, I want to draw your attention to the voice of our Lord, so that we might fulfill the mind on our Lord Jesus Christ today. So my topic tonight, to lay it to you, is the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to bring you 2 points tonight. The first point is, let us have a spiritual discernment, and the second point is, let us have the real mind of Christ. The first heading is that let us have a spiritual discernment. One of the marks true Christian has is to understand of God's providence in every event he experiences or she experiences. From the things we face with daily, we delight to know what is the will of God. Even from the worst events, we like to know why did God put us into this situation. To have such an attitude, we can be sure that we are on the right side in our daily life. Let us look at the text once again from what Caiaphas prophesied. From the prophecy of Caiaphas, we may have a conclusion that God could bring a message to us even from wicked or non-believers. Caiaphas, though he was a high priest at that year, was not one whose desire is to lead his own people according to the will of God. He didn't have any interest in things that God is doing. He was there just for his own honor and benefit. as a high priest. He never tried to understand of Jesus, who is he? Why is he doing such things, such gross things? He was exactly one of the council members who really wanted to remove Jesus from their sight. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, the Caiaphas tried to seek Paul's false testimony against Jesus, but the council might put him to death. But think of what he said, as John the Apostle commented on his prophesying. He did not say this on a quote, but he prophesied. He prophesied. Yes, our God uses even wicked person to fulfill his will for the sake of his own people. As we know, the Proverbs 16 verse 4, the Lord has made everything for his purpose, even the wicked, for the very of trouble. This is it. Why Caiaphas, the high priest, was there? Because he has to prophesy the will of God in that day of trouble. John the Apostle understood it by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, as King David did in his exile from Absalom's betrayal. When King David came to Bahurim, Shimei, the son of Gera, threw stones at David and cursed as saying, Be gone, you man of blood, you worthless fellow. The Lord has avenged upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your ruin is on you, for you are a man of blood. What a word he uttered to the king David, a man of war. So one of David's guards, Abishai, said, let me go over and take off his head. But dear friends, do you remember what David said in that day of trouble? 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 10 onward, he said like that, what am I to do with you, sons of Jeriah, if he is cursing? Because the Lord has said to me, curse David, said to him, curse David. Who then shall say, why have you done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my own son seeks my life. How much more? Now may this Benjamite let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has beaten him, in maybe that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing of me today. This is an attitude of spiritual men such like David. As Christians, we have to discern the mind of Christ, the will of God in our daily experiences. We may catch a wonderful message that God brings to us from troubles of the world we live. Of course, we do not know every will of God in every situation we are in, but we have to pray, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Sometimes I find that very godly man and woman do not want to learn from the world, because he or she is not of the world. Yes, it is true that we do not desire to be with all evil people, for we are God's chosen and possessed people, holy nation. We are redeemed persons by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We have to be ourselves holy as much as possible, because our God is holy. We have to examine ourselves daily, whether we are polluted or not. But dear friends, we cannot ignore the world because we are in the world. Our glory God leaves us to this wicked world. from time to time we need to hear what the Word says so that we might be able to present true message about God to this wicked world. May God bring a message to His own beloved people, even through evil persons around us. So let us hear what Jesus Christ says of Pharisees and Jewish scribes. Jesus Christ knew all the shadow of the Old Testament exercises in the temple be destroyed soon, because the reality of all the shadow came in Himself. But He never stopped to go to the temple, and He kept all the law that Old Testament requires to do. It is not wonderful for us to learn to live in this mixed world. Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew Gospel chapter 23, verse 2 and 3, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. Our gracious God may bring a message to His own people by and through even an evil people. Those who are not the admirable, those who are so against our positions, can be an instrument that God will bring a message to us to learn. So let us have a spiritual discernment from the experiences we have day by day. My second point is this. We need to have the mind of Christ. Caiaphas, the high priest, prophesied the way that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to do. He is to die, not for the Jewish nation only, but also all of God's children who are scattered abroad. I don't believe that everyone in this world are to be saved. The Bible clearly teaches us that Jesus Christ saves His own people who were chosen before the foundation of the world. The prophesy of Caiaphas proves that Jesus died to gather together the children of God only who are scattered abroad. This is the will of God. This is the purpose that Jesus Christ came to the world to bring us together into His own fold. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here tonight. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that God reveals a secret and a hidden wisdom of God which God decreed before the ages. Then he concluded that chapter by saying that, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Have you grasped the mind of Christ? What is it exactly? It is to save sinners by laying down His life on the cross. God gave His begotten Son that whoever believes in Him has eternal life. That is the mind of Christ. That is the will of God. Whatever He did all was for the salvation of His own people. Jesus Himself said in John's Gospel chapter 10 verse 15 following, as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are more destroyed, but I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. So they shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, And because I lay down my life, I may take it again. Jesus Christ laid down his life on the cross in order to save his flock, not only sheep in Israel, but other sheep who are scattered abroad. Have you got this mind of Christ inside your heart? As Paul claims, we have the mind of Christ. What Jesus said here is clearly related to the prophecy of Caiaphas. He died, Caiaphas said, Jesus died not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. From here, a question is raised up like this. How does Jesus Christ bring all his children into his fold? How does he do so? I think there is only one way to accomplish his purpose. That is, sending his servant to the world. As Jesus said, the Father sent me to you, so I am sending you to the world. We know all the great commission of the Lord. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Make disciples of all nations. Do you see that there are children of God who are scattered abroad? Because of such mind of Christ, some men and women went away to the other countries to proclaim the wonderful mind of Christ. For example, the John Ross and John McIntyre from your own country went to Manchuria, 19th century, translating New Testament into Korean in 1876. If they didn't have the mind of Christ, what benefit did they have to go to China in that time? Last 2 weeks, we came here with the moderator of my presbytery. When last week in London, I explained to him all the subway, the underground stations are here. Well, I think the oldest one is 150 years old. And he said, well, what did we do at the time, 150 years old? There wasn't anyone who called the God of creation as our Father. There wasn't any single church, any single Christian who worshipped God at home. At that time, no hospitals, no public schools, no social welfare things there, nothing there. All severe persecutions if the foreigners came there. But missionaries from your country, from America, from other countries, they came to our own country to proclaim the mind of Christ. A wonderful message that Jesus has done to save the sinners. Yes, you need a missionary working for your own race today. But at the moment, think of your own country. Compare with the countries that, like Myanmar, where you see hardly any Christian buildings. Whereas here, every corner of the street, you see church buildings. This afternoon, I alone went out to the city center to see some church buildings there, and to see the people, what do they do. There are so many church buildings in this city. Yes, I know only few churches out of this, many churches preach Christ and Him crucified. But missionaries who went to such pagan countries long time ago, there wasn't anyone called God as our Father. In that situation, their ministry was so successfully done. As the result of their effort, the country, for example, in the like Korea, we have more than 50,000 Christian churches within this 120 years' time. Dear brothers and sisters, you are the seed God left here to bear more fruit because of your fathers, forefathers. Now, many foreigners coming to your own country, whether they want to have a learning English or not, whether they have a just holiday, it doesn't matter. But many foreigners coming into your own country. Don't think of your nation only through the door, although you are small. But Oriental people, some other continental people, amongst them, don't you think that they might be God's children? Because you have hesitation to go to abroad. God, how gracious God brings them to you. Many different races to live here with you. But let me ask, what do you do for them? Your government does not consider their souls. Your government doesn't have any interest in their eternal life at all. Their interest only short last is to gain money from foreigners. Every country does so. Especially, you know, when I was here in the early 80s, I had to pay £50 a year to extend my visa. But now this year I heard from the Korean student, they have to pay £500 to extend the visa a year. 10 times more. Your government is so happy to see house rental rates up and up and land to purchase is going up and up. So we don't expect anymore your government can do something in spiritual way, although your country used to be a Christian country. But as Christians who were purchased by the precious blood of Christ Jesus, what are we doing for those who are strangers in this country? You need to have a mission-oriented mind to evangelize foreigners as well as your own kinsmen. If you engage in such commitment and devotion, our God may richly supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Last night, at the Mass, with your dear minister, we read together Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 22 following. Seek his kingdom first, then all things you need shall be added. Do you believe it so? Then give more time for others. Set apart certain time for others. Spend more money for the kingdom of God and for his gospel. When we came to your country for the first time, we didn't know anyone else, anybody in the city of Edinburgh. But one Scottish lady who heard of us, we were a stranger nearby to her house. She just came to knock on our door, and she was so kindly and asked things that we need to do. So from that point, she kept to come to my wife once a week, every day, until we left this country for Korea. I never ever seen such a lady who committed to show her Christian love towards the foreigners. So we was so happy to have that kind of ladies. So we invited her and her husband to Korea once to show our old hospitality to them as they showed us. We never ever forget of their hospitality at home. Strangers are in Indonesia, there's so many. So you have to set apart certain time for them. And you must spend certain money for the foreigners here and show the Christian life and Christian love. Or do you meet the worship here at school? I think it is so nice. Because you have no benefit here then. And to meet in church building, I think. You have no space to fill with the people. Plenty space to park. Plenty ground for children to run. Actually, in city of Seoul where we live, we try to rent school gymnastic place like this to worship there because our church building is not big enough. But it's difficult to get into the school. And if you have a worship in a school, we don't need to worry about the car parking place and the Sunday school classes. We don't need to worry about the old vandalism, although we don't have much as you do. But dear friend, although you need a church building to worship God properly, but it is my desire as a minister of the gospel to see a sort of international church being built at this city of Indonesia. As a Korean, yes, we need to hear the message in Korean. So there are more than 70 Korean churches in London, and 3 churches at least in Edinburgh. But the question always rises to me is, what is benefit for you to have a Korean church or Chinese churches? According to the doctrine of the church, I never find at the outset of Christianity in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, ethnic groups need to have their own church. I never find Hebrew churches released and Greek churches released at the city of Jerusalem. They all mixed together. Christ died to gather together into one the children of God. Korean Christians are not the children of God? No, they are. Chinese Christians, yes, they are children of God. But why don't you make them welcome to be one of your members? This is what I say to the Koreans who are studying in Edinburgh at the moment. Why don't you join the local church? Of course there is a long barrier, but one day wouldn't it be so good to see a Korean name be added to the list of your elders or your members? Because this is international society we live at the moment. Whereas before, yes, mostly Scottish people lived in this country. But now you see that so many foreigners coming. All the foreigners, where they come from, it doesn't matter, they need to have their own churches here. You need to open your mind to welcome them to be a member of your own church. That is the sign that we really enjoy to see at the day of the final day of this world. When we go out to the heaven, do you think there is a Scottish church there and a Korean church there? They meet all together differently? No. In heaven, there is only one church there. Whether you are Scottish or Korean, doesn't matter. Is it not our desire to taste the heavenly things while we are on earth? This would be a universal church of Christ, which we see clearly in heaven at the end of our time. At this age, we may test it. If you have the mind of Christ while you are here, Jesus wants not only scriptures, not only cream, not only polish, not only Jewish, but that all the races of the world who are scattered in the world, God wants them to be saved. So, dear friend, let me conclude my sermon by summarizing what I said. Let's have a spiritual discernment to have a message from God, although the people whom we don't like to be with, may God bring a message to us. Caiaphas prophesied. So the non-Christian people, or some Christians, they claim to be Christians, but were not same doctrines as we have. It doesn't matter. There must be a choice, a message from God, even from those who are outside of us. Let us have the mind of Christ, who really wants us to gather together the children of God who are scattered abroad. Go to the countries where people need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Open your church for strangers to come to your own city. Do not observe of them what they are doing, but just be kind to them or welcome them to your own church. They might make this church as a shelter as they live as strangers in this country. Language barriers, cultural barriers, whatever barriers they have, the mind of Christ surely will take them all barriers. In city in Seoul where we live, we have missionary cemetery, so called. The King Gojong yelled in the 19th century. Actually, they allowed to have certain, they grant the missionaries to have a cemetery for missionaries. In that cemetery, we have around 500 gravestones there. But one of the gravestones, which is really impressed to me and to the old visitors there, is Mr. Herbert one from Canada. It is said in this way, I'd rather be buried in Korea than in Westminster Abbey. Such person is one who had the mind of Christ. It was very honorable for him to be buried in Westminster Abbey. But when he died, he was in colonized time by Japanese people. We were very poor countries at the time. Not many people had any food at all. But he preferred to die, to be buried in this land, in that land. That's why that kind of person came to our country. Because of that, God blessed our country so much. They left everything for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we can enjoy our rest of life as we are. But dear friends, have you got the mind of Christ? who died together, all together into one, the children of God who scattered in abroad. Let us please our God by having such enthusiastic zeal for the glory of God in the rest of our lives. Don't you see many empty seats here? Do you have a zeal to fill this hall with the people, men and women, and the boys and girls? If you are saved truly by faith in Christ Jesus, and that is the only one way for us to be saved eternally, why don't you say? Why don't you want to be persecuted by proclaiming the truth? Many evil people, heretic people, though they have heretic things, not the biblical teachings they have, but they are so enthusiastic to propagate their principles, their teachings. Whereas we have the truth. We are really blessed of the truth we hold first. But don't share with the people. There are so many other people coming into the city. Have you ever tried to meet them with the gospel message? Oh, we need only Scottish people. Oh, we need only Highlanders. No, this is not the will of God. We can make here, because your forefathers did great things, many others who come to learn English here, to have a good journey, to see the many good things here, you have to show them. As you are Christians, and the Christian behaviors, Christian kindness, Christian the loving things to them, they might know what they are so kind enough. Oh yes, they are Christians. You may give them great impact on their lives. Oh, who is Christ? You know, many Chinese people here, from yesterday and today, many of them wouldn't have any chance to hear even the name Jesus Christ at all. So dear brothers and sisters, as a stranger I preach to you, but also as a same member of royal families, I preach to you, let us have the mind of Christ. Mind of Christ. May God bless to you all throughout the rest of your lives for His glory. Amen.